We always find it fun every now and then to dive into the craziest way you found out your partner was cheating. Look, when enough time has passed, you can look back on it and go, yeah, that was nuts. Should have seen the signs. Can't believe he was so bold.
Came out on the other side better, though.
Yeah, et cetera,
thank goodness
et cetera,
I'm out of that situation, all the things.
Yeah, so listen to this. This is the first time I've ever even heard of a dairy ring. Have you heard of a dairy ring?
A dairy ring?
Yes.
What is that?
So a dairy ring can only be purchased once. It's apparently from this... It's
oh, this is not D-A-I-R-Y. This is a D-A-R-R-Y ring.
Yeah, should have okay, specified. I was like, thank you.
Does that
yes.
have to do with cows?
Cows, no.
Something?
No, no. Okay. It's a brand, I guess, or it's a jeweler, and it's been getting a lot of attention on TikTok because they think that their policy is, look, love is forever. You're only going to buy one engagement ring. And
okay.
So
well, that's
you,
always the hope, right?
You give your ID, they check you out, you buy one engagement ring.
Yes, ready to make your once-in-a-lifetime promise,
yeah,
the website
so
says. Yes.
Chalua said her friend was soon to be engaged after her 2-year engagement. Listen to how it went down.
Okay, so you know those rings that you've seen on TikTok? They're called a dowry ring, and you can only buy one for one person once in your life. And before you buy one, you have to, like, show them your ID and everything. And the whole premise of the ring is that, like, it's for the love of your life. Like, you can only buy it once. So my
Don't
friend has been dating
yet.
This guy. For, she said I can talk about this. It's fine. She's been dating this guy for 2 years, okay? They live together, and they're going to get engaged, right? And she said to him, I want a ring from this company. So, like a good fiancé-to-be, he goes to buy one.
Okay, so he goes to buy one of these dairy rings, right?
Okay.
For his fiancé.
I'm like, I've met this guy, and like, I think he's just like really stupid and just like didn't get the concept of the company.
So he didn't understand that you can only buy one of these, period.
Okay.
So he like goes to buy one with like her next to him. The purchase was declined because turns out weirdly he
had
already bought one,
even though
my friend had never received a ring.
Oh God.
Turns out he bought one like very recently.
Oh, very recent? Like, how recently?
Listen.
Like, a month before.
Oh, what? What? We were there a month ago?
Hang on. She continues.
Turns out that he had been seeing the girl he tells you not to worry about for, like, the past 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd already bought her one.
Already bought her one of those rings.
And given her one. And, like, my friend was already feeling suspicious, to say the least, about him. Like, all the usual stuff. Like, his communication was off. He just, like, started, like, being, like, I'm busy. Like, all that stuff. Like, she went through his phone. Like, she did all the stuff. She couldn't find anything. And it is phenomenal that she found out through this dowry ring.
Yeah.
Oh,
she
I can
literally
only
found
imagine.
At
like the
jeweler!
The awkward feeling of the jeweler, the person that was helping them out, knowing they had to come deliver this news that, okay, so
no,
here's
you know what?
The thing
no,
about
you know
our
what?
Policy.
I bet that they love it. They probably
Yo, you think?
They probably do rock, paper, scissors in the back to see who gets to tell.
They are faced, though, with the devastation of this poor girl in front of them, though.
All right, so
can you imagine how awful that would be? They should have some cookies in the back.
Tallulah wraps it up.
Thing that we've all seen on TikTok. So shout outs to Dairy Ring, because you guys are actually doing God's work, it seems. So they're obviously not together anymore. They've broken up. So there you go.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, wow.
They've broken up after finding out that the ring store that he went to, he had visited literally a month prior.
I mean, that's not
a
smart guy. What
no.
was he going to do? Because I'm guessing he hadn't dumped the other fiance. So you're telling me he was prepared to balance two fiancés?
That's what it sounds like.
What kind of a stupid man is that?
One that doesn't How need to be married
that gonna
to
play
any
out?
Of them.
Exactly. How is that going to exactly play out for him?
Yeah. Maybe he's thinking, what world was that going to work? Maybe he's thinking he's going to buy the ring for this other girl and then just return it, not actually give it to her, and then break up.
Oh, yeah, because those are easily returned, right? Yeah.
I mean, okay. My gosh.
Wow.
My gosh.
Oh, well, thank goodness the Lord did do her a favor.
So, yeah, this is the first time I've actually heard dairy ring. It's a thing.
Never heard of it either.
It's a thing that has been kind of going around on TikTok recently, and the only reason it's going around on TikTok is for stories like this.
Yeah.
Stories like this.
Like, they didn't understand the assignment when they walked in and said, oh, yeah, they say once in a lifetime. Oh, they're giving you all the ID, once-in-a-lifetime promise, true love verification.
Oh, yeah.
You can't come back. We're never going to see you again.
That makes sense.
Yep. All right.
Oh, shoot.
Okey-dokey.
I mean, and then, you know, okay, great. If you've gotten a ring from there and for whatever reason that it doesn't work out, you guys end up breaking up, whatever, then get a ring somewhere else. It ain't no thing.
Yes. Well, that was my next question is, well, what happens in the unfortunate case of divorce and then you find someone else that you want to try again with and they're going to be like, nope, sorry, you already had your chance at once-in-a-lifetime love and you blew it. So you don't get to come back. Sucks to suck. Is that their policy? Is that their policy? That's harsh.
All right. So we posted it on X. You can see all about it. And then even research the dairy ring at Ben and Kelly Show.
Too much pressure.
But I want to hear, what's the craziest way you found out your partner was doing the dirty?
Can you beat the dairy ring situation?
Can you beat that?
That's a tough one to beat.
502-795-1997. I'll give you a tease. One of these next stories involves an iPhone message. Everybody who's got an iPhone is like, I think I know where this is going. Anyways, we'll get to some of your stories coming up here on 99.7 DJX. What's the craziest way you found out your partner was doing you wrong, cheating on you? I got a quick text from Amy. Says, my husband in a bowling league kept coming home late without his wedding ring on. I questioned it. He said it bothered him when he was holding his bowling ball. It took me months and months to figure out he was right-handed.
Oh.
So his wedding ring shouldn't have had any interference with the ball.
Nope, he didn't wear it on that hand.
Nope. So he'd hang out in the lounge area, ended up divorcing her and marrying the other woman. They've been married for 7 years.
Oh, dang. My gosh.
So Darren.
Oh, Amy.
Yeah, Darren messaged us and said, well, she didn't realize that her iPhone messages were also synced to her Mac, which I was using to stream movies on at the time.
Oh, gosh.
I saw a text popping up with her writing to her ex about how she loved that they've reconnected.
Oh, God.
And that she can't wait to see him again.
Oh, no.
I packed my stuff up and left.
Oh, gosh.
Man, when starts popping up and you're like, oh, gosh.
Okay, what's this?
And you're like watching a train wreck right in front of you.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
Oh, and I mean, that is through. He didn't snoop. That wasn't snooping.
No, that wasn't snooping.
That was right
in your face.
Oh, my gosh. I got another Amy. He was drunk at his 26th birthday party while joking around with his friends, started listing off all the women he'd been with in the last year.
Okay.
I was standing right there. We had been dating for 2 years at that point.
Oh, my God.
See, the math didn't jive up.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
Craziest way you found out your partner was cheating. Alexis, he apparently wrote an address wrong, and the love letter he wrote was returned to our home. It was a great way to come back from vacation. So hang on a second. Dude put his home address on the return address label?
Wow.
What kind of idiot does that? If you're writing a love letter to your mistress.
He was trying to be a gentleman. Like, who writes letters, actual love letters anymore? He was trying to, like, kick it old school. Like, you know what? I'm going to send her a romantic letter.
But then he put the return address
on there.
He put the return address.
It's going to be fine. Like they're sending it to me.
Oh, my God. That's
That is karma right there.
That's classic.
That is karma.
That is classic. Nate says, I know someone who got busted because he had written a packing list for his business trip that included condoms. Obviously, his girlfriend, who wasn't going on the trip, questioned him about it, managed to find out he was planning to meet up with someone he'd been seeing for a while on this trip.
Oh, my gosh.
He literally wrote
it down on his packing list.
Can't forget that
gotta
one.
Gotta be safe.
Write that down.
Gotta be safe.
Oh, what an
gotta
idiot.
Gotta be safe.
What an idiot.
Oh, my gosh. These are not. Look, we can all laugh about him now, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that what it is? We can all laugh about him now?
Uh-huh. Alan says she demanded to read all the messages on my phone. I said no problem, but only if I could read the messages on hers.
Sure.
She had forgotten to delete a message from a guy saying, all we ever do is hook up. Can't we hang out sometime?
Oh, my gosh.
And no, there was nothing on his phone. Oh, shoot.
Hey, well, what's this text? Can you explain that?
Oh, no.
We like fishing.
I ain't no hollaback guy. I ain't no hollaback guy.
Gosh. Wow. Oh, okay. My gosh.
Okie dokies.
Well, that was a fun little trip.
I mean, but seriously, if you're going to cheat, you have to communicate somehow, right?
The love letter literally got me.
The love letter
with
was so romantic.
Okay, here, setting the bar. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without writing a love letter to your mistress and putting your home address as the return sender, then you're doing okay.
Listen, just don't put a return address.
Don't
if
put
it
a return
just gets lost, and then it gets lost, and it becomes an urban legend. No one knows who it's from.
Shoot.
It's fine.
Oh,
but oh my
shoot.
Gosh.
All right.
These people deserve to be caught.
They do. All right. Good stories.
That's karma.
Thank you. It's 99.7 EJX.